Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton reporting. My guest today is Dr. Wright Jones. You are an Atlanta plastic surgeon, correct? Where are you located?
I am. I'm an Atlanta plastic surgeon located right here in the heart of Buckhead.
We have two topics to talk to you about today. Being a plastic surgeon, quite a bit has come up in the news, including we see a person in rap videos operating on patients, Dr. Wendell Boutte. She's seen singing and dancing to everything from Bad and Bougie to Brick House. And this is while her patients appear unconscious on the operating table. So, Dr. Wright Jones, welcome, and tell me this. You sing and rap and dance while your patients are lying on the table?
Well, Maria, I only do that in the shower. the bigger issue is that she's not even a board-certified plastic surgeon. She's not a surgeon at all. And it's really not about her. We're not here to bash her specifically. We want to educate patients on what to look for and how to keep yourself safe. Plastic surgery is an amazing field. Every woman, if that's your choice, you should experience it. But it has to be maintained. It has to be safe. And it should be an amazing journey for that patient.
Now, we need to tell you, too, that Dr. Boutte is not certified by Georgia's Medical Board to perform surgery. But the state apparently allows any licensed physician to operate. Now, we understand Dr. Boutte is a dermatologist. And how does one determine that I'm going to go to a dermatologist and they can do everything?
I don't know. I think there's a fallacy that is created online. When you look at these people's websites, they will call themselves cosmetic surgeons. Cosmetic surgery is one aspect of plastic surgery. So all plastic surgeons are cosmetic surgeons. But everyone who calls themselves a cosmetic surgeon is not a plastic surgeon.
So what do we look for?
You look for board certification. American Board of Plastic Surgery is the specific title. There are many variations of that certification. So the only one that is official is the American Board of Plastic Surgery.
When you say that's what we look for, well, is there an area where we go to look for this? Is there a list somewhere?
Yes, you can go to the American Board of Plastic Surgery website. Just Google it, and you can do a quick search, and it will list all of the individuals who are board certified appropriately.
Talking to Dr. Wright Jones, an Atlanta plastic surgeon. Now, we talk about being board certified. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a Georgia native. I was raised in Hawkinsville, Georgia, a small middle Georgia town, country boy. Hmm. And I proceeded and graduated from Fort Valley State University, went on to Meharry Medical College in Nashville. I did full general surgery training in Las Vegas, Nevada at the University of Nevada. I also did a year of research. I capped off my training at Emory University right here in Atlanta, where I did my plastic and reconstructive surgery training.
Y'all, that's Dr. Wright Jones, and we're talking about Dr. Wendell Boutte, who sings and dances to hip-hop while her patients look to be unconscious on the table. What have you ever done when your patients are passed out? You listen to music? What do you do, Dr. Jones?
Absolutely. I think we all listen to music, especially plastic surgeons. We tend to be pretty right brain people, and there's an area that you want to go to really bring out that artistic side. But the thing is, you have to maintain focus. The goal is not to perform videos and dance around. The goal is to treat the patient. A lot of people don't realize that we're doctors. We are real surgeons. And when you go to a plastic surgeon, you're going to an individual who has been exposed to trauma surgery, who's been exposed to pediatric surgery, cardiac surgery, all different types of major procedures. And that is the mindset that we should approach cosmetic surgery with as well.
When you saw these videos, what did you think? I mean, because not only do we see the doctor singing and rapping with a patient on the table, thinking that they're being operated on, we also see extras, quote unquote, in the video that appear to be maybe staff members of the doctor. What did you think when you saw the videos?
I thought it was pretty ridiculous. But, you know, the issue is that, again, she's not a plastic surgeon. When you're board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery, it requires that we maintain a certain code of ethics, as well as appropriate medical knowledge and technical aptitude. When I see that, you know, I'm really not that surprised. I was kind of glad it happened so that we could have a forum to discuss this issue. A lot of videos are out there floating around with people that are not plastic surgeons dancing around and playing in the operating room. The operating room is not a place to play around with.
Bottom line, yeah. If you're looking for a plastic surgeon, what do you do?
Well, you want to start with finding that board certification, and then you can vet your surgeon, look at reviews. Reviews are not the end all to everything, but look at reviews, look at their website, look at their photos, and lastly, you go to the consultation. And I think it really boils down to your connection with that surgeon as well as their staff.
We're talking to Dr. Wright Jones, who is a plastic surgeon in Atlanta. The Markle Sparkle, I understand your office is getting quite a few calls about that. 29 million people watched as Meghan Markle got her Prince Harry. You're getting calls because people, what, they want to look like her or what?
Yes, people are, in general, impressionable. So Meghan is a beautiful young woman, and she has a well-balanced face with nice proportionate features. She has a nice jawline that matches her neck contour and flows into her face. So a lot of people want to look just like her. The number one request right now for her is her nose.
Her nose. What do they like about her nose?
I think they like the balance. It still looks natural, which I'm sure it is, and it's not too wide, it's not too big, and her tip is well-defined.
Yeah, we all see the tip of her nose, how it goes upward.
Yes.
Do y'all have a term for that?
Actually, we do. From the side profile, you can see a lot of layman people refer to it as the swoop of the nose. We call it a super tip break, where the tip of the nose has a slight curvature to it. It's very, very specific and difficult to emulate in the operating room, which is why you have to get a plastic surgeon to perform that procedure.
And if I wanted the tip of my nose to go upward, what would you have to do for me?
Well, there's a lot. Not for you specifically, but, you know, there's a what we call the nasolabial angle. It's a certain angle where your nose meets your upper lip.
Mm.
And we try to recreate that nasolabial angle where it's not too over-rotated. You want your nose to go up, but you don't want to end up with a pig nose.
No, we don't. So liquid rhinoplasty, is that what you do?
I do the real rhinoplasties. So I do rhinoplasties where you still maintain your ethnic identity and look natural as well. At the end of the day, you still want some improvement. You want a noticeable difference. Patience is a virtue, as well as understanding post-op instructions and how to adhere to them.
What else are women requesting for the Markle Sparkle?
The skin glow. Skin glow is one big thing. She has very smooth skin, has a nice glow to it. So they want even skin with very little pigmentation.
Are they asking for the neck and jaw contouring?
The jaw contouring is one. You have to have realistic expectations. Half the time that we spend as plastic surgeons is managing patient expectations.
So I guess we'd say that following the royal wedding, you started getting quite a few requests.
I did. And that is up from zero for her to a few calls a week about it now.
Okay. Been talking to board certified plastic surgeon Dr. Wright Jones, who's right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. Jones, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Maria. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.